Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk about blood this morning. Red Cross Blood Services, Alexis Innes is here this morning. Alexis, happy summer. Good morning.
Hey, happy summer. Good morning to you. How are you?
I am good. This is the time of year when we start talking about this kind of thing. And one of the first things that you always mention is this is the time of year when we kind of get off schedule. And that can be bad for...
It's bad for blood sometimes. Yes. So summertime is our second highest need time of the year. You know, our first highest need is always winter time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always about the weather impacts. It's about the health of our donors, right? We always have really high colds and flu seasons. And I will say, I've been mentioning this, you know, as we've been having our conversations, that the cold and flu seasons are non-traditional. You know, I will say that we've had some cold and flus coming through again recently.
Yeah, this is at the time of year when someone says, you know, Alexis can't come out to play because she's got the flu.
That's right.
What?
That's right. Yeah, because, you know, we try to get everybody outside to be in the sunshine and to mm-hmm. be enjoying themselves and to run around, get that vitamin D. But, you know, now we're coming into these, unexpected seasons where we have cold and flu again, and it can impact our donorship. It can impact people. Plus, it's summertime. Who doesn't want to get out and travel? We experience one of the biggest travel seasons, and all I keep hearing about on the news is all the travel that's happening through all of the holiday weekends and all of the to anticipate, right? To, you know, how to prepare and how to pack and how to travel and how to travel safely. So, you know, one of the things that during the summertime, people are out and about, they're traveling, they're going about their busy lives, they're taking those breaks that they desperately have been waiting for. And now that the weather is, you know, nicer, they want to get out and about. And donating blood always takes a backseat to that, you know? And so I try to be out and encourage people. If you're traveling this summer, definitely travel. I don't want you to stop living your life for anybody, for anything, but donate a pint of blood before you go. Make sure that you make that plan, or, you know, download the app. It makes it very easy to search wherever you're located. You know, maybe, and I know this is a very far stretch for people, right, to take time during your vacation to donate blood. However,
how about that idea?
I'm just saying that because we're the Red Cross, because we're anywhere in the nation, you can go onto the app, you can go into redcrossblood.org, plug in your zip code, even if you're on vacation, even if you go to Myrtle Beach, even if you go to New York, even if you're going to Texas or Florida, wherever you're planning to go for your vacation, plug in your zip code, and you can probably find a donor center or a mobile blood drive somewhere nearby to you. Take an hour, take a break away from the kids. You know, I don't know about you, but I need a break
after
sometimes.
A while.
Yes.
Or how about this, Alexis? It's raining. And you don't know what to do.
Oh, yes. You can have a rain day plan.
Maybe you look and you say, hey, there's a blood donation taking place a half a mile from
That's
here.
That's right. And what a great opportunity to take that rainy day. And instead of, if it's going to ruin your outdoor plans, go have a break indoors and get some juice and cookies and commiserate with some folks and be like, hey, what brings you in today? What are you doing here? Oh, I'm traveling. Oh,
and then you can we're find not out from the, around here.
That's
we're
right.
giving.
That's right. You can find the next best place to go and have breakfast with your family, or the next place to do something fun together with the kids, or just your next adventure that you're going to be on by donating blood and joining us and dropping off a pint of blood. And who knows where that pint is going to end up. You know, I think that's one of my favorite things about...
See where it travels.
That's right. You know, if I'm in Florida, will my blood that's donated in Florida stay in Florida?
Ooh.
Or will it go to somewhere else? Will it go back to Virginia where I'm from? Who knows?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Wherever it goes, it's needed. And somebody's waiting on that pint of blood for you to donate. So if you got it, you give it. Why not?
If I'm friends with you on Facebook and I see that you're on vacation and you've given blood, that's a pretty out of the box kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yes. But I will say that the people that I hear of this occurring with the most are the ones who are like the diehard 56-day donors. Like they know when they're eligible. They know when their blood donation's coming up. We talked last time. I was eligible for my Power Red, so that was mm-hmm. my birthday month. I was like, yes, I'm going to do Power Red for my birthday. It's going to be amazing. I didn't make Power Red, but I did my my whole blood, so I'm very happy and grateful for that. Yeah. And it was near the holiday season, so I'm like, and my pint has already been issued out to a hospital, so I know that that patient there is getting my blood, and that means that I'm going to be eligible again. So, you know, making sure that I stay on track to get my 6 donations in this year and find the closest location to me when I'm eligible, all vital things to make sure that I stay on track this year, that I can reach my blood goals for this year.
RedCrossBlood.org. You may not have given for in a long time, and we'll talk this morning about how that has changed too, because you haven't given in a long time.
That's right.
It is going to surprise you how easy it's become if you just do a few little things and pretty much just walk in and give blood. So we'll talk about that too. Alexis Innes here, RedCrossBlood.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Alexis Innes this morning from Red Cross Blood Services. And we get together frequently and talk with her about blood. We were just talking. I always assumed that everybody got pins, but you were telling me that when you get to to certain levels and you get a pin now, that not everybody wants a pin, so there are different things the Red Cross has adapted.
That's right. So in the app, for the folks who do download the app, which I can't highly recommend enough, I know that there's another password and then login that you're going to have to create to download the app, but what I love about it is once you get in, you get your digital donor card. So you only have to bring your phone with you when you come and donate blood. You don't have to bring your ID. You don't have to bring anything else extra because your digital donor card will be right in the app. So you can scan in when you come to check into the blood drive. It keeps your health history on there. So when you flip your donor card over, you can look and see when's your last donation? What were your numbers? If you're a health conscious person, and many of our donors who donate regularly kind of are, because they kind of, you know, have those numbers front of mind.
You can follow along and see things, especially like blood pressure and that kind of thing.
Blood pressure, yep. Your temperature, your hemoglobin levels. And, you know, for me, I struggle with my iron. So as soon as I'm eligible, I'm getting my iron checked so I can know, okay, what else do I need to do to make sure that I'm eligible to donate? You know, how am I need to, you know, adjust my diet, you know, incorporate more iron-rich foods, take my iron pill if I need to make sure that I'm eligible to donate. So I keep track of my numbers very closely. And certainly, you know, as I am a mom too, you know, I want to know what my heart looks like. I want to make sure that my blood pressure is, taking, it's one of those silent things that if it even fluctuates just slightly, you might not even feel it. You might not even notice it. But by taking my blood pressure regularly and keeping track of those numbers, I keep abreast of what's happening, you know, with my health. But definitely one of the things that I like about the app is when you come and donate during holiday weeks or during special weeks, you get special little digital badges. So if you have come to donate for Mother's Day, you'll get a Mother's Day badge. Or if you come for July 4th, you'll get a special July 4th badge. So, you know, different little holidays that you can kind of collect to kind of keep track and keep pace of your blood donations. And if you're regularly donating, you can definitely add those up and put them in a part as a part of your collection. So it's really nice.
The other great thing about the app is one of the longest things were the questions that you would have to answer.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And not only was it tedious, it was just there was a few questions. It would just be like,
yes,
do we have to go there?
Yes.
And you don't buy that stuff's all on the app now.
Yes.
And you don't have to do all of that.
No, you can do it in the privacy of your car. You can do it in the privacy of your office. The day of the blood drive, whenever your appointment is to donate, you usually get a notification either through the app or through your email saying, hey, your blood donation is coming up today. Here's the link to fill out the rapid pass. And the rapid pass is just those health history questions. So you can go through, answer those health history questions. My favorite response from donors every time I see them is, do I have to read these educational materials? This, nothing has changed. Why do I have to keep reading these same things over and over again? And
that
I will say
that
in the past 3 years, fortunately, I have been able to say, no, you must read, because it has changed.
It has, yes.
We have lots more eligibility. I think, what did I say? 16 years years ago, 33% were eligible to donate blood. Today, 60, and I always say 63 because I just, 3 is of my number, but 62% are eligible to donate. So that's a huge opportunity for folks who maybe lived overseas, maybe had other sorts of mad cow risks, maybe malaria would keep, malaria risk travel would keep people out for a whole year, but that's not necessarily true anymore. So definitely visit redcrossblood.org. If you have questions about your eligibility, go to the eligibility tab, look through the FAQs. We have it organized pretty neatly, so you can look by, based on your health, based on your travel, and then you can kind of deep dive and see. And at the very least, there's an 800 number that you can call. So if you have a deeper question, or if there's several medications you have that you're taking and you're like, I'm not sure if this makes me eligible or not, give us a call. We'll go through our list. We'll double check for you. And that way you can save some time before you come in to hear whether or not you're actually going to be eligible to donate with us.
Just having extra people, you know, widening the group that can give is such a great thing, because it's hard anyway. But if you can make it, if you can make the pie a little bit bigger, more people can get involved.
Yes. And I think there's so many great ways to get involved. You know, one of the things that we always encourage folks, you know, if you're not eligible to donate blood, no shame in that. You know, everybody gets to a certain point, whether they have a health condition, whether they travel, whether it's a temporary deferral or permanent deferral, whatever the reason is, sometimes you just can't give. But that doesn't mean that you can't give to the mission. You can always volunteer to help recruit for the blood drive. You can volunteer to host a blood drive. You can
help set up. All there's,
there's so many different ways that you can get involved. And, you know, at the very least, you know, if you don't have the blood capability, if you don't have the time capability, you can always just donate funds. You know, you can always go and donate $5, $10. Makes a big difference in our mission work, and it makes it helps us to make all of these things available for folks to continue to invest in these technologies, invest in our people, invest in our communities, to make sure that we are prepared. No matter what happens, we're always prepared.
And there is nothing better than to be walking out after giving blood and knowing that you have really done a good thing.
Yeah.
You just feel really good about it.
I literally feel flushed. My cheeks get really pink. Yeah. I feel like I'm walking on air a little bit. It does. It physically gives me a good feeling. It does give me a nice feeling to know that I'm doing my very best to ensure, you know, I've shared with you before, my blood is a special match for patients with sickle cell in the hospital. And I know, you know, the agony that comes with that, not only experiencing that as the patient, but certainly the families. You know, when your child is in crisis and you have no idea what is causing this pain, or what can what you can do as a mother, as a parent, to take this pain away from your child. But to know that there's blood on the shelf, that you don't have to wait for that blood product, that whatever it is that's ailing your person, they're going to get that treatment in the hospital. It's ready. It's available. It's going to get taken care of. And that person is going to have so much more relief to know that it's there. So that makes me feel really nice to know that we're helping our patients in the end to ensure that they have the life, the life-giving blood that they really rely on, and it's there on the shelf when it's needed. So that's the really, for me, that's really what it's all about. You know, Red Cross writes my paychecks, but I work for the patients, and knowing that that blood is on the shelf is just very satisfying to know.
Well, in sickle cell is such, I mean, and you've taken that, you take that really seriously.
Yeah.
And there are so many people in this area that have been impacted by sickle cell. And I've always thought that's just such a great, I mean, that you give, that's one of the main reasons. I mean, that's just so really commendable. That's something, but any kind of blood, anything you might have, you know, a very universal blood type, but you still are helping people that need it.
Regardless of, you know, I'm proud that my blood has a special ability.
But yeah, you should be.
Regardless, you know, anybody who's donating, you're part of the 3%. You're part of the 3% of donors who roll up their sleeves, who ensure that there's blood available on the shelf. And we know that there's 62% that are eligible. So you're already a very special person by just doing that single, simple act of donating blood. And regardless of whatever is it's needed, there is no replacement for blood. So if somebody comes into the hospital and needs a transfusion, whether they have leukemia, whether they've been in a traumatic car accident, whether they're a mom or a baby, regardless of whatever the need is, there is a need and there is no replacement for it other than you rolling up your sleeves. So if you have the opportunity, we make it very easy for you. You can find us anywhere. Go to redcrossblood.org, download the app, plug in your zip code, plug in a sponsor code. One of the nice things that I love about sponsoring a blood drive too is if you want to just have, you know, something just for your employees, just for your group, you know, maybe this is an opportunity as we, as our work has changed, how we interact with work has changed. And so many people are working virtually, but maybe this is an opportunity for everybody to come into the office and kind of have like a fun day. We're going to donate blood and we're going to have a cookout. We're going to have a way to, like, you know, to join together as a community, as a work community. And we're going to do this, you know, community service for, you know, our hospital patients. And you can do that. And you can have it closed to the public. You can just have a sponsor code. You can go make your appointment online, make it very easy, bring everybody in, have a great time. I mean, I hate to say that donating blood is a great time, but I mean, donating blood is kind of a great time.
It's kind of a great time. It's kind of cool that you can do that. Just know that you're fortunate that you are able to give. Yeah. But what a great thing to get your office together like that, because that's potentially a lot of blood.
Yes.
You know, in one shot.
Yes. And every day in our region, 350 pints are needed just for business as usual. Mm-hmm. That's not if we have a, you know, an accident on 95, or if there's an industrial incident, or if somebody goes through sickle cell crisis. You know, those are just what we need to have just as business as normal. So if you're able to give, and being sure that we have that blood even through the summer, even when it's hard for people to make it out to donate for us, we're trying to make it easy for you to find ways to join us. So visit their website, download the app, plug in your zip code, roll up your sleeves. It takes about an hour, hour and a half, I think, max, depending on the type of donation that you do. But if a regular whole blood is very, very vital to ensure that our blood is available and stays on the shelf. We have struggled with O negs and B negs. Those tend to, those have, the blood types have still been a bit of a challenge. So if you know your blood type, you don't have to, by the way, to donate blood. But if you do know, if you have O neg blood or if you have B neg blood, if you're able to come in and join us, we would love to invite you to come in. And A plasma has also been one that has. So I think I've named all the blood types except for AB. And no offense to my AB fun friends. Your blood is very special. What we love about your blood is we really love your platelets and your plasma. So if you have the ability and you're AB, make your appointment. Consider maybe upgrading your regular whole blood donation to a platelet donation. Find a donor center near you by plugging in your zip code. Most of our platelet donations are done in our donor centers, and then you can make that special donation. A lot of patients who receive cancer treatments, leukemia, things like that, require platelet transfusions frequently. And depending on the severity, of the chemotherapy, will determine how frequently a patient needs to be transfused. But it is, in my experience working in the laboratory, patients come in anywhere from every 3 to 5 to 7 days. So every 3 to 7 days get transfused. And when a patient gets transfused, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're getting a single product. they might be getting multiple products. They might be getting two packed red blood cells. They might be getting a packed red blood cell and a platelet. They might be getting a platelet and a plasma. So it just depends on, you know, the doctor determines, you know, how much product or what products need to be transfused. But for the most part, I will say that a cancer diagnosis typically means that the patient's going to be getting transfused pretty frequently, having that blood on the shelf to make sure that that patient receives, you know, that life-saving transfusion. And when I talk to doctors and nurses and they talk about their patients who need blood, you can tell. They are very gaunt. They kind of have this gray appearance.
Yeah.
And once they get that blood transfusion, it's literally
changes.
Like... yes.
You can see it.
Yes. It's like they literally get that water. Like they're literally getting water and you can see the pink and the rosiness return back to their cheeks. They are less lethargic. They are really counting on that blood product to be there waiting for them when they need it.
I'm glad you mentioned that because so often we think about, well, they're going to need blood if there's a bad accident. And that is one of them, and we hear that, but a lot of times you think, but that doesn't happen all the time. But what you just described happens every single day.
It sure does, yes. And I think there's a lot of emphasis whenever there is a traumatic accident because those tend to be the ones where you'll hear about 20 pints or 30 pints. You'll hear about a massive amount of blood. And so the challenge with that is, well, I have patients already I have blood on the shelf ready for them. They have elective surgery, they are cancer, they are dialysis. They are already using our baseline amount of blood. If a traumatic accident happens, well, now that blood kind of shifts to that emergency need. And now I need blood to replace for those folks who are coming in regularly. So ensuring that we have blood coming in regularly every single day, making sure that all of our appointments are filled, making sure that if you have the opportunity, we prefer that you make an appointment, or you can make a same day appointment. Oh, I don't necessarily call them walk-ins anymore. But you know, if you are driving by and you see that Red Cross symbol, you know, that's where the healing is happening. Right. So come on in and join us and see if there's opportunity for you to donate with us.
See if they can get you in.
Yeah,
absolutely. If not. But no, as you describe it, and especially the cancer patients, because that people are diagnosed, unfortunately, every day, or people get into that situation, like you say, where they need a boost.
Yeah.
And you want to have that blood available.
Yes.
And you want to have your, even better if it can be your blood that helps them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that, folks who are battling cancer, that chemotherapy, ironically, is kind of hurting them a little bit. It's hurting their ability to make their own red blood cells. Sometimes it affects their ability to make their own platelets. So having those platelet and blood products on the shelf to replenish them, to help them heal, to get past, to be able to have that next birthday, to be able to have that next celebration is so vital. And if that's something that we can, as you know, humans, be able to provide to another human being, then why not? Why not come in and join us and help us out? You don't have to know your blood type to be able to donate blood. So we're going to test you.
You'll figure it out.
You'll get your digital card with your little blood type on the top corner there, so you'll know what your blood type is. And you know, there was a clause that somebody had asked me about recently in reading the educational materials. They're like, well, what does this mean that my blood might be used for, you know, scientific use or, you know, what have you? And I was like, well, in the pandemic, when we didn't have a vaccine, many people who had recovered from COVID were asked to come and donate because we use their plasma convalescently. It's like the early vaccine.
Mm.
So if people were in the hospital struggling to recover from COVID, we give them some plasma with some of those antibodies in it and would help them recover. So in the case that this might happen again, this is something that we're preparing for, you know, science. You know, as we learn more, we do more and we become better and more efficient at doing it. So yeah, if something like that happens again. And during the pandemic, we also tested folks for the COVID antibodies. And it was interesting to see, you know, how long, if I get this vaccine or if I've recovered, how long do I keep these antibodies for and how long do they stay in my body? And, you know, just science. So I'm going to nerd out on you a little bit, but that's the stuff that I love, that I find is very interesting. And certainly it's the medicine that helps us, and the medicine's in you. So if you have the ability to help heal, come on in and donate blood and visit us, redcrossblood.org, or download the app.
Alexis Sin is here from our Red Cross Blood Services. More on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. Much more to talk about. It is now 8:31.
from the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFBA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking about giving blood this morning and the need to do that. Red Cross Blood Services' Alexis Innes is our guest this morning. Always the statistic, and you have mentioned it a couple of times, I think, and it still is amazing. 62% are eligible, 3% give.
Yeah. Yes.
Just, I can't think of, there aren't many things that I can think of that there's such a disparity in that. And that's why we talk about this, and you just hope. And I think, too, a lot of times it does take a family member. Mm-hmm. It was certainly was in my case, having a family member or just knowing someone that requires blood.
That activation, right? Yeah. Like, I think blood donation is so personal. It is so intimate. Taking a needle in the arm, we've talked about this idea before, right? Who would you take a needle for?
Yeah.
And if you don't have that intimate, close, personal relationship with someone to be able to say, yeah, you know, if you were hurting, if you were sick and you needed my blood, I would give you my blood.
Sure.
I would help you. Mm-hmm. And I think... to get to that point, though, requires that depth of knowledge. It requires that intimacy that, you know, we are reluctant to have sometimes in interacting with people because, you know, that means being vulnerable. And we aren't always comfortable being vulnerable. And when you're sick and when you're in the hospital, that is the most vulnerable place you will probably ever be. Knowing that your life is literally in someone else's hands. The decisions that somebody else makes are literally going to be the ones that are going to be impacting your life and your ability to live and thrive. And people are reluctant to share that. You know, people are reluctant to share those very intimate moments with each other, with, you know, the public, with people. You know, everybody has always got so much scrutiny. Well, what did you do to get in that place? Or why is that happening to you? And, you know, Claire Barton, I'm going to butcher this because I'm not very good at memorizing things. But she said, you know, the only thing that we need to ask ourselves is, what is the need and what can I do to help? You know, and when I think about her and I think about her mission work and I think about how she infused her, gumption, her courage, her bravery into the American Red Cross, that's why I'm proud to be a part of the American Red Cross. Because when you boil it down, like that's all the Red Cross is all about. It's only, is there a need? And what can I do to fulfill this need? And so when we like break down that basic humanness and say, well, there's always going to be a need. You know, we were just joking when I came in here, holiday working versus, you know, taking time off. I gotta say, you know, when your passion, which my passion is blood, my passion is working for the American Red Cross, and I'm very privileged to have a job where my passion and my personal convictions and everything just kind of like comes together. There are no days off. You know, I'm always working. I'm always going to be advocating for our patients. I'm always going to be talking about. I'm always going to be encouraging folks. So, you know, there's always a need. And so my whole thing is, hey, if you're passionate too, if you're passionate about your community, if you're passionate about your organization, if you're passionate about your school, if you're passionate about your work, whatever it is that you're passionate about, if you're passionate about the people and the patients in the hospital who need this blood, then you totally get it, and you should join us, and you should help us in our mission to make sure that we are continuing to provide and continuing to host places for folks to donate blood, continuing to pass out the juice and cookies, you know, continue to volunteer, continue to encourage people and invite people to come and join us in this mission work. Because the number one reason why people don't donate blood is because nobody asked them. They didn't share their story. They didn't say, hey, have you donated blood before? You have reservations? You're nervous? There's a needle thing? Well, let me tell you about it. And let me tell you how it's not that big of a deal.
No, and everybody. everybody has that and has that and deals with it differently. I just never looked.
Yes.
I just never looked.
And I will say that depending on your person who sticks you, now sometimes you'll get a stick burn, normal, perfectly normal. Sometimes you won't feel a thing.
Right.
Like those people, I'm like, I don't know how you got this. I don't know what you're going to plan to do with your life, but you need to continue to do this because the your talent in not even allowing me to feel the needle at all.
Yeah.
That's incredible talent. That's incredible talent. And regardless, the stick burn, the needle, the scariness, the fear of the uncertainty, the fear of the unknown, what is going on, what's going to happen to my blood, it's going to go to a patient. It hurts for a second, and it doesn't hurt nearly as bad as the patient on the other end who's receiving that blood transfusion. They need it to save their life. They are on the cusp, and they are relying on you to roll up your sleeve and be brave for just 5 minutes, 5 minutes with the needle in the arm to ensure that they have the blood that they need to heal and to get better and to be back with their families celebrating the summer.
Alexis, anytime you come in, you always have something new. There's always that one story that's new,
good.
And it's just like, and that's true. No matter what your level of uncomfort is, it's not meeting what the person at the other end who needs that
blood. Not at all. And I think when we put it in a perspective that way, it doesn't make it as scary. It doesn't make it as uncertain. Because I will tell you that I have never personally been in the hospital. I've never experienced needing blood. But I have had family members who have needed blood. And it is very helpless when your loved one is in the hospital and what do you do? You know, how do you trust the doctors doing the right thing? How do you believe? You know, how do you hope? How do you hang on to those things? And certainly coming together as a family and donating blood is definitely one of those ways that we heal as a community together. That is something that I have observed other people do as well. And it is something that is a very simple act. And people always will say this to me too, you know, what do you mean? What do you mean? It can't be that simple. And I'm like, yes, it is literally that simple.
Yes.
All I need is your time, your commitment. Just roll up your sleeve. Just try to give blood. I will tell you that you will come up with more reasons why you can't than there actually are that exist. And if you donate at least once a year, preferably in our high need times, so summer, we're in summer now, or if you wanted to wait until the winter time as well, perfect. If you donate once a year, if everybody who's eligible donates at least once, we would never have a blood shortage. That's how much there is to give.
Wow. To be at that level is just unthinkable, but it's that easy,
it
too.
It's just that easy. So if whatever your reservations are, it's not going to be nearly as bad or as scary as you're going to plan it out to be. And that patient on the other end is really going through something, and they're really counting on you. So be brave. Roll up your sleeve. Come on in and join us. We make it so easy. RedCrossBlood.org. Download the app. Plug in that zip code. Find us. Join us.
RedCrossBlood.org, Alexis Innes, the best to talk about blood. You said something earlier that I think is really interesting, and there's a great example locally of it. A lot of times we don't know the stories, and that's why it's important to tell the stories. And I think of Caitlin Brown's family and how they have. I mean, she has a very rare disorder where she needs a lot of blood, and her family every year to thank the community would do a blood drive just to thank the community for. But they told her story.
Yeah.
And it got the, I mean, she was
Black fan anemia.
Anemia, yes.
Black fan, yes.
Never heard of it.
Yes.
Never heard of it, read about it, and they've learned about it because of her. But she does every so often needs, and it's the kind of thing that she'll always need that.
Yes.
To know those kinds of stories.
Yes.
It makes going in and giving blood more than just, all right, here's my arm.
Take it and
do whatever you need.
Whatever you need, yes.
Knowing that there are people, if you're a person that is able to help those with sickle cell or other things with leukemia or for cancers.
My baby donors are always there. The O neg, CMV negs, they always are sharing with me about how they know that their blood is needed for babies. And so they come in all the time to donate for babies. There is somebody that is going to be on the other end waiting for that blood. There is a patient that is waiting for it. And I am so blessed and fortunate to be able to kind of know both sides, right? To know the patients who are receiving it, to know how thankful they are, to know how much of an impact that your donation is making in their lives. And sometimes, you know, I think, I don't know, everybody gives for a different reason, right? So sometimes people are encouraged by those stories. Sometimes it's nice to feel. I'm always shocked when people are like, no, just take my blood. I don't care what you do with it. I'm always shocked about that. I'm like, what do you mean? You're not in it for the pin? You're not in it for the cookie? You don't even want the t-shirt? They're like, no. But I will say that those are the folks who have either built a really healthy habit of doing it. You know, they're like the people that that run the marathons, that work out religiously. You know, they're just like, I it's for my health. I do it for my health. You know, it's fine. And they're not at all compelled by any of the external stuff. But there's no shame. There's no shame in that. If you do it for the cookie, come on in for the cookie. I got some cookies for you.
Yeah.
If you're in it for the pin, you'll get your notification in the email. You'll get your gallon pins as you earn them, and they will send them to you directly to your home, which is really nice. If you're in it for the recognition, you know, some people want to see their name on that platelet plaque in the donor center. You know, they want to see their name get up on the, you know, I just want to make those, you know, 16 donations this year. I just want to make those, which is very high for platelet donors. And we can talk about that later as well. But whatever it is that you're in it for, there is a reason for you to give. And if certainly at the very least, if you know somebody who's ever needed blood, if you understand the mission, if you know that there's a need and you are encouraged by that, come on in and give. No shame in that game. We have so many giveaways. I think every 2 weeks we have something for the summer.
You've got a list of all kinds of cool stuff.
Movie tickets, and you can earn a Ram truck. They're giving away a truck this summer. I can't believe that. That's incredible to me. And we have the some umbrellas that we're giving away. So, you know, as you encounter, you know, some of this rainy weather, you'll always be prepared, right?
Have an umbrella.
Whatever it is. And we've got t-shirts coming. So every couple of weeks, there's a reason for you to give. So if you feel like, oh no, I just missed this giveaway, or oh no, I've got to save up for this, there's something that's happening every couple of weeks through the whole summer, just make an appointment, make time, come on in, donate blood. If you're on vacation, you can still find a place to come and donate. If you're going away, if you're going out of the country, donate before you give. I know the Olympics are coming up, so hopefully some folks will be traveling around, you know, doing that. But I don't think any of those areas are malaria risk areas, so, thankfully. So just, make your appointment. Come on in and give. Make sure to drink plenty of water. Stay well hydrated, which is always important. Eat a good meal, and come on in and give. RedCrossBlood.org.
RedCrossBlood.org. Real quick, you can give up to 16 times if you're giving platelets?
You can give, I think you can give, if not every 2 weeks, you can give up to you can give a lot.
Okay.
I want to say, I can't remember if it's 24, maybe 24 times a year. So every 2 weeks, right?
Okay.
So, 52, 20, you can give a lot of platelets.
Yes.
Of platelets if you are donating regularly. You still have to meet the minimum requirement to donate blood.
Right.
So your iron still has to be good. You have to have 12.5 if you're female, 13.0 if you're male, to donate regular whole blood in general. Same requirements for platelets. The platelet donation is going to be a little bit different. It's done in our donor center. It's a process called apheresis, which just means to separate. So smaller needle brings your whole blood out. It collects it in this aseptically in the machine. We're going to collect the platelets. We're going to give you everything back plus a little bit of fluid. Similar to a Power Red donation, similar process, but different products are going to be created through the platelet donation versus the Power Red donation. But similar kind of idea in that we take your whole blood, we separate, take what we need. Your body makes platelets, every 7 days, which is why we can safely take platelets every 2 weeks, because your body is constantly replenishing them. So the life cycle of the platelet is much shorter It's much shorter on the shelf even for our patients in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we also ask for so many platelets so frequently, is because that platelet product, once it gets on the shelf, I want to say it's only good for like 3 to 5 days on the shelf. So it has to be sent directly to a patient immediately. It's one of those, it's very fast turnover from the time when we collect it to it getting to a patient. And we mentioned, you know, all of the, some of the reasons, but our number one platelet product patients are our cancer patients. Those chemotherapies, and platelets are very delicate. They're very small, delicate cells. Chemotherapy can really ravage platelet production. And being able to have those platelets back into your body to be able to prepare yourself for, you know, cuts, all of those things, right, is very vital. And so them being such delicate cells, they have a very short shelf life. So they're not going to be there for a very long time. So having them regularly on the shelf for our patients is vital to our mission delivery.
A lot of opportunities to give and to help people, whether it's blood or platelets, all of this.
Yes.
Good, good stuff. Alexis Innes here, redcrossblood.org. One final break, and we'll be right back to wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with Alexis Innes and Red Cross Blood Services, especially with the summer. It's just, this is the kind of thing, Alexis, that we don't want you to just to say, yeah, I hear you. I'll give in the fall. Do it now. Don't put it off.
No, I mean, I will say that we are all always in need. We are always in need. And one of the things that I hear, especially in this community in Fredericksburg, is you keep telling me how there's a need. And every time I try to go donate, they're always full. And I say,
oh, I hear that all the time.
All the time.
And I say, just keep looking. Find something. They still need you.
That's right. Or even better yet, go ahead and make that next appointment, because that's how it happens. Mm-hmm. We are really great. We have this amazing app now. More apps. Book now. It's available at the blood drive. So what we can do is before you even leave, we're going to book you for your next appointment. Typically, a lot of our blood drives, especially in this corridor, you know, we know our commuter behaviors. We want to make sure we have those Saturday blood drives available for you. We want to make sure those Sunday blood drives are available for you. We want to make sure the evenings are available for you, because we still got a lot of folks who are still commuting up into the DC area and stuff. And we want to make it convenient for you to donate. Because of that, people will rebook their appointments before they leave their current donation. So those blood drives continue to stay full. And we know that there's a lot of blood drives, a lot of partners who just continually stay full. It's a preferred place for people to donate. They like it when the staff come out there. It's convenient to where they live. So if it's getting a little full, you should always rebook your appointment before you leave as a best practice. Book
Great
your
idea.
Appointments out for the whole year if you're capable of doing that. You can always give us a call too if you need assistance in doing that, or you can go through the app or through the website to book out your appointments. You can also host a blood drive. If there's not enough room, that means that we need to build more space. So
why not you?
You know, if you have a giving heart, which is not a requirement, but it certainly helps to add a lot of emphasis into any of our blood drive programs. You have a heart, you have a need, you know that there's a need. Hey, be like Clara. Don't just ask what the need is. Be part of that. Be part of how we can improve and get better and make it more available, have more spaces available for folks to come and join us. So go to the website, fill out an interest form for your church, for your business, for your organization, for your school, for your school board. Fill it out, send it in. You'll probably either get me, you might get one of my coworkers, Terry Atwater, he works in this area. Kaylee Smith works up in this area as well. You're going to get one of us, and we're going to be able to partner with you and build a really great event and make it even more convenient for folks in the area to come and donate blood. So definitely join us, redcrossblood.org. Make your appointment, book it out. Continue booking out, continue making your plans, but don't forget that this is the highest need time. So if you have the opportunity, don't be discouraged. Come on in. I'll see you in the next couple of months through the summer. Stay cool, stay hydrated. Don't forget to drink your water. We'll have some water available for you at the blood drive too, but definitely join us. Redcrossblood.org. Download the app, plug in your zip code. Come on in and join us.
Such a need. Only 3% give, 62%.
That's right.
Are eligible to give, so you can get involved. Redcrossblood.org. And what a great idea, because a lot of times people do get frustrated. Yes. So when they see it's busy or it's filled, then you create a new one.
That's right.
And you'll have a spot, and you can give, and you can get your friends to give too. Alexis, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And have a great summer, and we will talk to you soon.
Sounds like a plan. Have a great one.
Redcrossblood.org. Get involved. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.